Burger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Good evening and welcome to Creation Light Ship Healing. Today is Wednesday, September the 25th, and we're in 2013. We're on bbsradio.com station one tonight. And tonight we'll be doing general Q&A again. So if you do have some questions, if they're real short, you can type them into the fast chat. If they're a little longer, send them over to CLS for Creation Light Ship, CLS. Questions at yahoo.com. And I guess, Ron, before we launch into anything, do you want to activate the light being? If anybody is new, just scroll down on the bbsradio.com Creation Lightship page, and you'll find a nice big picture of a light being. So pull that up on your screen. And Ron, do you want to come on and get that fired up?
Sure, here we go. So bring up the light being. And here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, here we go. So one, two, three. That feels good. So there we go, everybody. Charge it up for you. And enjoy the peace energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So, we might as well start out by just reminding everybody about the New Life Expo. The catalogs are printed, and they're about to go up, and the website's up, and Ron has quite a bit going on in October in New York at the New Life Expo. So, Ron, do you want to talk a little bit about what you'll be doing? And I know you've got the pages memorized of the catalog where people can find your information.
Yeah, my page is very simple. Let's see. I think it's I think it's
21.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 21, 31, and 41. And then we're on page then we're on page 49. I'll just go to the New Life Expo, and you have to click on the first page. It'll be a PDF for the program guide. So that's where you find it. So I'll be there doing a workshop and couple of lectures dealing with extraterrestrials and aliens, timelines, and having a lot of fun. A Jewish money code, if time permits, during the workshop. So, the money code also. So, we'll see what happens, and should have a lot of fun back there. So, back to you, Carrie.
All right. So, let's have a look here. So we have somebody, M, is saying, I don't know if bringing up Creation Light Ship is a good idea for a first date. That's really interesting. So there is a solution to this. In the free clearing section on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, if you're not familiar with it, there's a drop-down box on the homepage over there on the left. You scroll down a little bit, and you'll find a drop-down box entitled Sample Healings or Sample Clearings. Can't remember which it is. Sample, that's what you want. So drop that down, and you will find the 2000-year barcode. So if you want to tell a first date about Creation Lightship, put their name in that and run that clearing. You can run several windows at once because it is a little bit of a long one because it goes century by century for the last 2,000 years. So you want to describe what that gets off us, Ron, and why that's a good thing to do before we talk to anybody new to Creation Lightship?
Yeah, remember, everybody out there has implants to turn them away from the light. So when you start talking about anything that is out of the realm of experience, or one person said, gee, if you're doing all this stuff, why didn't I ever hear about you before? No, I can go on and check out gurus and swamis and channelers and this and that, and I don't find you there. You know why? No, I go, well, just because we just opt in, you know? So most people won't have a way to validate or have a history to go back for, you know, a long, long time. Unless you go to the time of Jesus, then it's there, but nobody's going to go that far back typically to see what Jesus actually was doing. Plus, it's not even stated what he was doing. So, aside from that, when you do that clearing, it takes away the energies that prevent them from hearing the truth. As the implants go off, they're probably activated. So it sort of like prevents people from understanding what's going on. And they're connected more to darkness now because of these energies. It's much like physical body, the nano clearing that we have up, get rid of stuff that you're breathing. So it's kind of similar, but you have the activated DNA in you, and that could be going off now since we're, you know, near the ascension time that happens, you know, every 2,000 years. So that's kind of the process here that we're looking at. People won't understand it on a first date or to tell anybody about it. You could have difficulties. So do that clearing a bunch of times, and they may get more open. At least be able to hear what you're talking about. You're going to put everything either into an alien premise, UFO premise, if you start talking about aliens, and they'll have their own preconceived ideas on that. Also, push your buttons for the God energies. So they might say, well, creation light ship creates, you know, the Catholic Church, or create the Lutheran Church, or create the Baptist Church, or this and that, because my family members go to it, and they're definitely right. And what are you talking about? Are you a sinner? So, but you don't want to have them hook you up to their family members, because after the first date, the person was distraught, and the parents say, what happened to you? And you go, well, this guy is really wacky, or her, she's wacky, and man, this person is going to go to hell. We better do some prayer work on them. So you don't want to get stuck into that mode. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. We have a... Just back to the October subject, Ron, because you will be out of town. Somebody's asking if you're doing the October monthly intensive Sunday calls.
I believe so, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so you'll have that posted on the website, the dates, then, at some point.
Yes, uh-huh. We will.
Okay. All right. So just go to creationlightship.com to check for that. And I'm assuming you don't have them in your head right now, because... You're not mentioning them, so I guess people just need to go to the website to look.
Yep.
Okay. All right, next question. Is there a clearing for life force energy, and what prevents it from staying with us? How can you tell you have enough?
Good question. Well, you can always use more. Okay, here we go. The life being is giving you peace energy, which is, in a sense, your life force energy. What I'll do now is turn off the life being. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now it's turned off. How do you feel? If it was helping you, bringing in peace energy into you, and you feel like the rug got pulled off from underneath you, do you feel less energy? Now I'll turn it back on again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There. So what did you feel? See what the people come back with. And if you want to call in, you could call in and try that process, too, of what you felt before and after. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I think the Be Here Now would help with that, too, Ron, because it brings back body and spirit and does spirit integration. So that would, in a sense, bring more life force energy back to us. And you probably... I want to take this moment to explain the I Now Increase My Life Force Energy exercise, because that can also really help with that issue.
Yes, uh-huh. So you can do your life force energy, move your hands around in front of you, kind of feel your energy, and just say, I now increase my life force energy. So we could do that. So check that out. So that invisible ball tension. And here we go. So say it out loud. I now increase my life force energy. And then pull your hands further apart, sample. Come back in again. You're going to notice that they expanded out a little bit. Here we go again. I now increase my life force energy. Move your hands further apart and sample. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay. Oh, you should feel better. If you need to do it some more, go ahead. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you. So I'm just noticing a couple of things that were at the end of the FOSS chat on Monday, and I don't know if these were covered or not, but somebody is mentioning that they're talking about severe depression and mentioning that doing the mind-to-heart drop doesn't really touch that. So if that person is still listening today, I just wanted to let you know that there is a depression clearing. It's a whole life clearing, and it does have the custom box. And it can really make a difference if you or somebody you're dealing with is in a depressed state. So I just noticed that as I was scrolling back to see where today's questions begin. That may have been written in after the show ended on Monday. I don't remember. Okay. Terry has a question. How often should the death barcode removal and spirit barcode clearings be run?
Yeah, the death barcode, it's kind of hard to say how many they get in the future. Let's say 90% of the people do it once, and that's what all they're going to be getting. You could check with me maybe every 3 months or so. Just ask if you have an extra death barcode put on you. That's probably the best thing to do. As far as barcode, typically I think one time should be probably sufficient. You heard of anybody having an additional spirit barcode put on them, Carrie?
Not that I recall. I'm trying to remember that as you're talking about it. I don't remember hearing you ever say that has happened. Some people do get additional death barcodes, as you mentioned, but once you find out how many you have from Ron, if you're not able to tune into that yourself, and you've cleared those, you are more than likely to be set for the rest of your life. But as Ron said, it's not a bad idea to check in now and then, because if you're wondering about it, it may be because you're sensing you have another one or a couple put on you. Some people do. So, yeah, spirit barcode, I don't remember you ever saying that. Maybe somebody
either.
Else on the FOSS chat who listens to a lot of shows remembers differently, and you could type that in. But, yeah, that's my memory. So Terry's just asking how many does my son Luke have?
Just one, quite a ways off. That's how I'm seeing right now, which is interesting because normally you have more than that set up for you when you're born, but I only see one on him. So I think that's probably in the 20s. So that's quite a ways off. May not even hardly affect him at all. I would say if he was like 5 years away from it, you'd probably start to feel the energy, but it doesn't feel like it's good to get it off, let's put it this way. But I don't think it's going to have much of a physical effect. But you could watch him and see. It'd be interesting to know something that far off in the future. It feels like about the age of, it's like about 28, so It'd be interesting to know if that actually does anything to the body by releasing it. So, very interesting. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Nice to get it off now, though, while Terry is thinking about it, so that they don't forget. Terry's done three, and I guess Terry's wondering, do I have to do more than three?
No. You're good.
Okay, great. All right. Aussie is saying that another listener commented she did it more often, the spirit barcode, and so did Mossy. So I guess if you want to, you can. I don't know if they come back on or not. So I guess that's an individual choice issue if you want to do it again. All right. So I'm just refreshing CLS questions at yahoo.com, see if we have anything over there. That's loading. So, Ron, you said callers tonight, so let me give those numbers out. So
okay.
if you're on the BBS radio.com/creationlightship page, those are listed. We're on Station 1 tonight, so they're under the play button on Station 1. But I'll read them out. If you are in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial 888-627-6008. If you're outside those two countries, hop down to line 4 and try 304, area code 530-413-5011, 430-413-5011. And what did you say you wanted callers about tonight, Ron? I blanked out what you said. We should probably remind everybody.
If the people felt when the light being got de-energized, if the life force energy dropped.
Okay. All righty. Okay. I'm trying to see if anyone's typed that. I'm not seeing anyone typing that into the fast chat. Okay. Kelsey is asking, does the spirit barcode clearing need to be done in one sitting? Setting. Maybe that's sitting.
Yes, I would say that would be correct. Yes,
Okay. All right. Susie is saying she's feeling electricity in her hands. I don't think you did a sample clearing. Oh, maybe it's from the I now increase my life force energy. That's what this is written after. So it looks like Susie's getting feelings in her hands after doing that increasing of life force energy. So do you want to tell her what's going on with that, Ron, why she's feeling that?
Yeah, just probably getting more life force. In fact, that's working people's hands right now. Here we go. So getting more energy, so stronger, go into your hand, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's do your feet too. Here we go. So buddy's feet, so connecting there, stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, need some feet energy there. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay.
Okay. And speaking of feet, Ron, while you're doing that, would you do that thing where you take us out through our feet and back in through our feet? My feet are cold right now, and I know you often have told us that our spirit is not usually in the very lower extremities of our bodies. And I always feel it when you do that.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So.
All right.
Yeah, let's.
Thank you.
There are people out there who may have something in the room listening or being there, you know, an entity or something, a ghost, or maybe something else. Oh, do you feel something around you, everybody? May or may not, but if you are, we'll release it now. Oh, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, just see if your room feels better. Back to you, Carrie.
All right. Thank you, Ron. So Michaela is wondering how many death barcodes she has on her right now. I think Michaela has done this clearing. I have a memory, Michaela, that you did this. So you're probably wondering if you've had any more added.
Doesn't look good.
Does or doesn't?
Does not. I'd say seven more.
Wow, okay. Maybe she hasn't done the clearing.
Seven.
Seven, okay. There you go, Michaela. Got a bit of work cut out for you. Don't forget to do the stress barcode once you've done the death barcode portion of that clearing. Just a reminder for everybody, and Cindy, maybe you can type in the codes here. When you do these clearings on the website, you need to transfer it over into the Earth Transport clearing, Earth Transportation. What is that called? Cindy will type it in a moment. For whatever gets retrieved when we do online clearings. And just as a reminder to everybody, when Ron does them live on a radio show, any samples or anything, and also if you're on the weekly Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday evening calls or the intensives, everything retrieved from your body or spirit is automatically put over there. So just the online clearings. And if you've done a bunch and haven't transferred them over, you can still do that. So don't forget to do that. All right, we have a question from Manny, Ron, over in England. Gosh, what time is it there? 5, 1, 2, 3, like 4 in the morning. Good grief, you're up early.
Or up late.
Yeah, up late. Gosh, yeah. I wonder
early
which.
Early or late, Manny.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's 3 in the morning. Hang on, 6, 7. It's 3:20 a.m. in England. Wow. I'd be sleeping myself. So Manny's wondering, when we have three nights of darkness, that three nights of darkness that gets talked about, would we be aware? Are we going to be aware of anything when that happens, if it happens?
No. If sunshine time comes, you're not going to know anything. Going to be part of you that's in peace, and that's all that there is. There's no consciousness in that. So, no, you would not know of anything what would be happening during the ascension time.
Okay. So that applies to the ascension, the light, the true light ascension, not the dark side ascension that you're talking about, Ron. You're talking about the ascension when the light gets turned off.
Yes.
And just in case Manny's not talking about that, I don't know if you want to talk about the dark side ascension and what we might be aware of when that takes place, if it hasn't already.
I think it has happened to a lot of people at the first of the year. They had their early dark side ascension. They got taken up on ships. And physical bodies did. Then what replaced them here was their clone replicas of who they used to be. Back to you.
Okay.
They're still here. So, what happened to the people up there? that left, well, they were probably, I don't know, maybe in hibernation, maybe in a freezer or something. Typically, I think they were probably food. So that's my own opinion there. So.
Okay.
Back to you, Carrie.
All right, we have a few comments, Ron. Marcy is saying that when you turn the light being off and then on again, she didn't feel anything, but she's saying she had other light beings up on her screen because she's doing clearings, and so she's thinking that's probably why she didn't feel the effect of it. What do you think, Ron?
Probably so. I would say yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. And then... RD, okay, this is about when you took the unwanted visitor out of our houses. RD says, I felt an energy shift, something like something got released. Maybe it terminated an entity, and yes, thanks, Ron. So that's good. Kelsey is, I guess, concerned about having another... spirit barcode. Kelsey did that barcode removal already, but if you could just have a look and see if it's back on. Kelsey needs to... No? Okay. Okay. Okay, great. So another question from Manny. Manny's asking, is there one master alien race that rules every other race?
A very good question. I haven't found him yet. So I would say... could be, but I don't know what it is yet. I don't know who they are or what they are, so. But, you know, it could just be one group out there of causing harm for everybody. But I don't know what they are yet. Haven't located them either.
But there's certainly a pecking order out there with ones that control other ones. So there is a hierarchy of sorts. So maybe there could be different groups with ones at the top. But so, okay, let's see. We've got another comment. When you turn the light being off, Ron... Heidi is saying she felt her heart chakra get cut off, and it felt like she was very alone, she says.
Yeah. Very possibly, yeah. So being alone might mean that very possibly your spirit energy is a little bit low, and you are getting more energy to you from peace.
Yeah.
That's what I would probably say, so.
Okay. Okay. Cindy has typed in, it says reminder, New Earth Transport. So if you don't have the codes for that clearing, they're in the fast chat right now. So, again, do remember to do that after you've done each online clearing that you do on the website, creationlightship.com. So, okay, there was a question way back earlier from somebody who is saying that they're not able to create what they want in their life. So I thought maybe we could talk a little bit about that, Ron, and how what we can do to unblock blocks or help creativity flow, creative energy flow, because you do have quite a few good clearings on the site that help with that. And you also have a whole life creativity clearing that we don't talk about very much. It went up quite a while ago. That's a whole life one. But then I was thinking maybe you want to talk about how we can use the billboard, psychic billboard clearing to help with that, and maybe the self-empowerment clearing, and perhaps you've got some others you can think of that help with creativity and creating what you want in the light. I mean, in your life. There's two ways of doing this, you know. There's the light way and the dark way.
Yeah. The first thing is you probably want to do the self-empowerment clearing If you're trying to beat the bushes to get something, because you're probably not self-empowered enough to bring forth the energies of your spirit to help you. You have a lot of blockages in you. That's what I would probably first say. I want to get rid of those blockages. And that clearing has, I think, 38 different situations there that most people have. So do that first, and then do your psychic billboard clearing. And that will help to bring in something into your life of light. And you release in the darkness that's holding you back. So you know what you don't have or what you don't like or something, then you can release it. The next thing is you may want to do an emotional whole lifetime clearing on your situation, along with maybe timeline crashes. Well, the timeline crashes can get you off of your situation of where you are. That's what they put you on in timelines. So to make it really simple, let's just say that you're fully conscious and there's only one timeline, and you go outside and you trip over, you know, the curb, and you fall down and you, hurt yourself. And you go, oh, I understand that. I'm not ever going to do that again. I'll be very conscious. So you're in the moment. You're conscious only on one timeline. And you never do it again because there's only one timeline. You don't want to recreate it. And you can't recreate it because there's only one timeline. You already came in and said, oh, I'm self-empowered now. I'm not going to do that again. I had my experience. It's done and over with. You only have one timeline. Remember, you have all these timelines through karma, too, and all your past lives. That's why you have the future and past on some of the clearings. So, you know, if you only had one timeline, then have an experience, you have it one time, you don't like it, you don't experience it over again. Well, the dark side, because they create timelines, they'll say, ah, this person got hurt, and they've really hurt them, and they're crying, and they're limping or whatever, or, you know, there's thin knee, maybe they have to have stitches, and all this is trauma, and we love that. So now we're going to create, you know, 500 timelines of this problem. May not happen today or tomorrow, but it might happen in 6 months. Cycle that energy. That's kind of what happens. So you're out on different timelines because they want to steal your energy. But that's the whole thing. Then they steal you and they sell you. That gets even worse, as they may love you enough that they don't want to get rid of you, but yet they want to steal you, and maybe they get some kind of percentage, you know. And so they start dividing your property out, which is you, to other timelines, other aliens. And it can kind of go on and on and on. So you don't know where you actually are unless you're in the present moment. You can be out on timelines in the present moment, but it may not affect you too much because in the present moment you have light. Not drawing them to you. Once you get out of the present moment and you're not in the now, the true now of light, then once you get outside of that, then the timelines will start to creep in on you. Then you're going to have your karmic revealed to you, your karmic lessons, your soul family, everything else that deals with darkness. That's the problem that people have, is that they don't know enough to get out of their own way, and you need to do the clearings to kind of get a clue of what's going on with you. And once you start understanding what light is, light doesn't judge anything, then you realize that your whole life probably is created from judgment, that you're in the wrong system and you want to get out of it. And the judgment, people have a lot of mind chatter going on. They're really in more judgment because the mind is now creating these timelines, whatever you're thinking about. Remember, thoughts are things, and things create timelines. You don't want to have a situation to where creating a timeline, bringing people onto it, to cause yourself a situation. So that's kind of one of the sayings that people have. I can't recall exactly what it was, but it's like if you keep doing what you're doing, you get the same results, you know. Same results is because the timelines are being recreated for you with that same situation. You want to get out of it. You don't want to have a situation. You just want to live in the present moment and be free of everything else around you of judgment. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And then what about using the billboard clearing? Would you think that might help?
Yeah, you want to do the billboard, like your billboard clearing, to after you do the self-empowerment one, to get rid of your blockages. Because otherwise, if you don't get rid of a blockage, you're going to still have similar results happening to you. So use the billboard to move yourself forward and get what you may want to have. You may have blockages, too, coming forward. So find out what it is. Or you use the psychic billboard clearing. You just don't put on there once and let it be for a month. You go in there and you start using it. You put down, well, you know, I want to just say, hypothetically, have more money in my life. What does that mean to you? To find a penny on the ground, somebody giving you a dollar? No. So you want to look and see how that money is coming to you. And it may not be coming to you as free money. You might have somebody walk up to you when you put that clearing up and say, hey, you know, I need some help here mowing my lawn. Can you help me mow the lawn? And you go, well, shit, I don't want to do that, you know. I wear a suit and a tie, but right away, you know, I don't want to get my hands dirty. Oh, so right away you neglected and sabotaged yourself because billboard clearing worked, but you didn't want to take advantage of it. Oh, and so you want to keep moving on. You want to see how it's coming to you. Then you want to kind of guide it and steer it, you know, to bring forth what you want to have. So maybe if you happen to find money all the time, then maybe you might find a nickel one day, and you go, wow, this is great. So now I found a nickel. Whippy. And now, you know, you kind of see what happened. And now you say, well, gee, before I wanted to have money, now you can say, oh, I feel lucky. And I like finding money. So now it's a different scenario that you can put on your billboard. And maybe somehow, you know, you may find a dollar on the ground. And then you kind of catapult yourself from there is, wow, I found a dollar. This is great. You know, what's next? You know, something like that. So you always want to navigate it and change it according to how people are responding to you. Remember, the people are going to bring you what you're asking. Not going to necessarily, you know, come out of the sky over the head, you know, with some kind of alien gold, you know, that hits you on your head in a big sack of gold, you know. And if it did, it might knock you out and kill you. You got your money. You know, so you have to look and see how the people around you are responding to you. That's what the psychic billboard is. And then you make adjustments for what you want to have. Or maybe you might find $20 and you go, oh, I can't accept anything more. I got to change my billboard clearing because I don't want to get $50. Well, I'm terrified of having $50. I might spend it. $20 I can save, but I can't get $50. I'm going to be spending all of it. So then you just stop that and you do something else. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thanks, Ron. All right, so we have a bunch of new questions that have come in, so I'll work through those. We'll get as many of them covered as we can. First of all, real quick one, Nikki's working on her 8th death bar code. She's just wondering if there will be any left after she's completed number 8.
As of right now, you're good.
Great. Okay, yep. Wonderful.
How does Nikki feel?
How do you feel, Nikki?
She'll probably
let us know
right.
How you felt getting all that off you. That's a ton of stuff, 8 barcodes.
Deals with her 8 fingers and 2 thumbs and her toes.
So let's see, Manny is mulling over the previous question about a master racist in charge of everybody else and just commenting that maybe they call themselves the Almighty or God Almighty. Or Almighty God, maybe that's some big, powerful race. Then, let's see, we have Susie asking, oh, and Janice is thanking you for the space clearing, Ron. She felt a release from her left shoulder. So that's good.
Oh, that's when you took out the things in the room, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh, yep.
Or maybe some aliens came in and want to get released.
Oh.
Or they have no way to get out of here.
Yep.
You're stuck. Just like you are, but they're probably more invisible to us here. So we'll do an alien clearing here. So any aliens out there that would like to leave this planet and go to where they came from, whatever that would be, we'll bring the light ship in, and they'll help to escort them into maybe a safe area, you know, a quarantined area, maybe for each particular race or species. And then from there, they can connect with where they came from. Oh, maybe their planet blew up and they came here by mistake. Or maybe it's out there and they lost their navigation map. So here we go, releasing the aliens that are landlocked here. Some could have been tortured in laboratories and stuff. They still could have spirits, possibly, if they're from the light. The underground complex has got a hold of them, and maybe they're hooked up. So we'll release their spirits, if nothing else. So here we go. Releasing them, even ones that don't have spirits of darkness, we'll get them out of here, too. They could be tormenting people here. Here we go. There's the pecking order. We're releasing them right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, I'm yawning. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Feel a little different right now. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Ron. All right. So sort of along the same lines in a reverse sense, Susie's asking, what are star seeds and are some good for us?
I have no clue.
Okay.
Another New Age term to...
Yeah, okay. Terry is asking if you could do a healing for a hiatal hernia. That's that one at the top of your stomach.
Okay. Let's see what we can do here.
Or the bottom of the esophagus, maybe I should say.
Yeah, here we go, everybody. So let's see. Probably I'll be checked off for this one here. So here we go. 1. Oh, that's heavy. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Wow, I'm feeling that.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so hopefully you feel better from that, Terry. Maybe you could type in if you felt that, and I'll let Ron know. Okay, Kelsey has a question relating a little coincidentally to the release of the alien races that you were just doing. Kelsey's asking, I was reading, there is another race living inside the Earth. Is this correct?
Well, there's probably hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be correct, but put some zeros behind it.
Yep. And, a lot of them have actually left lately because you've been doing a few other things to do with that, Ron. I know you were talking on another show or maybe on the intensives about a lot of races that have been controlling and mistreating horrendously other races and holding them captive within the planet, kind of in a similar way to how we are held here. And doing things that are more awful in many instances than many of us ever experienced here up on the surface. And Ron brought in a lot of protection, and many races came and got their captured and held friends and family, so to speak, and took them out of here. So that's been going on a lot. So, all right, let's have a look here. What time is it? 9:45. We have about 10 minutes left on the show. So just remind everybody, if you want to call in about any of the sample clearings that Ron has done today on the show, you can call into 888-627-6008 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And if not, you can try area code 530-413-5011. And so let's see. We have quite a few people concerned that they're getting extra barcodes put on them, Ron, and Manny has a sense that there's an extra barcode. So Manny's saying, I guess, wondering if you could just check real quick.
I don't see any on Manny. What I am seeing is just an energy around him. Let's see here. You might try that mind-body clearing. I think there's some energy on the body, physical body, that's making you feel like maybe you're under attack or something. What do you think, Carrie?
Which one do you mean, Ron?
That alien slime... slime
oh,
coating.
slime. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. And then there's the sludge and there's the web coat that will clog us up in somewhat similar ways. If you're seeing the slime, the web coat might be a good one, too. Yeah, okay. All right, so you can just go and look at those, Manny, on the website, creationlightship.com, and if you have any questions about them, you can shoot that over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we'll try and read that out on an upcoming show, and you can get a little bit more information about those clearings if you want. They went up, I don't know, 2-3 years ago probably at this point. I'm trying to remember if there's text on there. I think there is on some of them, but you may have some other questions about those. Okay, let's have a look. So Susie is asking Ron if you have any suggestions for the Earth Protection Timeline crash. Maybe you can just describe what that does. That's a good one to run frequently to help the planet.
Yeah, that'll help you too. So that's a nice clearing. We'll do it right now here. We'll do a sample. This is the... special clearing to help the earth out to get rid of stuff. So here we go. One. Oh, dear. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. And ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, boy. Okay.
Sounds like we should all put that up tonight.
I would say so, yeah.
So if you're not familiar with that clearing, it is on the homepage at creationlightship.com. Go over on the left, scroll down just a little bit, and go to that sample clearing section drop-down box, and you'll find it in there. And you just go in and put your name in it and run it. Maybe if we all put that up tonight, we can get the heaviness off that you're feeling, Ron, in that sample. That might be a good thing to do. Okay, so thanks for bringing that up, Susie. All right, Maud is asking about, can you work on clearing her migraine patterns? She started getting migraines when she was 6. I have done a lot of work on this myself, so I can suggest several good clearings, Ron, but do you want to take a look at Maud and see if you can see what's behind this?
Okay. Boy. I'm sort of like picking up something from the past life, the genetic stuff.
Yep, that's one of the clearings that I did.
something to do with maybe having an axe in the head or something, or a knife. I do see like some type of skull was being like crushed or something by something. So that could either be a timeline from the past. Remember, it could have happened to one of your ancestors, you know. Just say, I'll just give a number of 1860, okay? So we'll say it happened in 1860. Maybe a hatchet got put on somebody's head and the person died. Well, maybe they did a lot of suffering. They suffered for 6 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a tremendous headache, and then they died. Well, what happened during that suffering? All the aliens go, whippy! A lot of energy here, this person's suffering, and the family's there, and everybody's upset. Oh, you probably got 30 people involved. Maybe it's a clan of people, and you know, all the relatives are there, and family members, and they're all upset. And so now they got a bunch of timelines. Well, timelines are still real. Oh, you're born, and maybe somehow you banged your head one day, activated your DNA, and what popped up? What happened in 1860 from your ancestors? Now you're living that pain. The aliens are going, hey, we remember that. Remember, the aliens live for a long time. They can live for thousands of years sometimes. Oh, they go, ah, we remember that person out there, you know, wearing, you know, buckskin clothing or something, you know, and we're going to now... or deer clothing, I should say, something like that, and we remember that. And now, all of a sudden, they bring forth that past timeline. Now they go, wow, now this person's alive today, let's get them even more. So this is all timeline related. Well, you may want to do this here. Do a timeline crash for your past. I'm not saying it's 1860, but just go back and kind of look at what you think it could be. If anybody else listening gets a clue, maybe they could possibly put it on the a fast chat. Is that a fast chat question, or is it somebody who wrote into CLS questions?
It's a fast chat question.
Then maybe somebody could maybe indicate that if they do get a clue. 1860 could be correct. I just pulled it out of the air. That a lot of times those things are accurate, but I wasn't looking to find it out. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to whip through. We got about 3 minutes left, so I'll just whip through the clearings that I have found helpful for my migraines. I used to get the pain kind, and then in my 20s, I switched over to getting the silent migraines, which are the kind where you start going numb in certain parts of your body. And I would go numb, first of all in my eyeball, and I would lose my sight in one eye, and then half my mouth would go numb. And then my hand, this was all on the left side, my hand up to my elbow would go numb. All this would, each place would last about 20 minutes, and then my foot up to my knee would go numb, and sometimes it would go through the whole routine a second time. And the way that got fixed was at one of your expos, Ron, here in L.A. I went into the light infusion chamber, and that particular day I'd been having a whole flurry of those silent migraines the previous month, and I was alarmed because usually I only get about one a year. And so I asked the light beings when I was in there to work on that. And I know I've described this on shows before, so I won't go into great detail, but I had a whole bunch of surgery done on me in the light infusion chamber, and I've not had one of those silent migraines since. And that was, well, I think it's probably 3.5 years ago now, probably 4 years this coming February for the February Expo. It was one of the February ones. So that completely cured my silent migraines, but I also did on migraines in general and headaches in general. I did a ton of timeline crashes on them. I too, it's funny you say the axe, Ron. You told me I'd had an axe in the back of my head, and so you can clear that off. I think I used the alien attack page and just did objects or something. I'm trying to think how I did that. I think I did it on that one. You could also use the alien attack page for critters in your head, and you could use it for implants in your head. I did the generic 7-generational clearing to get headaches and migraines out of my DNA because I know I have a lot of relatives who get migraines, the pain kind and the silent kind. So I did that clearing. And then the other one that I didn't do, but I'm going to mention it if you're interested in trying, is the special clearing, because you can use that for whatever physical condition isn't covered by any other clearing. So it's just called a special, I think it's called a special healing. Just type in the word special into the search box on creationlightship.com, and you'll find that one. I believe it's a whole life one. So, Maud, if you can get to the expo in October, you could go into the light infusion chamber and a bunch of times, and maybe you'll have a similar experience to the one I did with my silent migraines. But all those clearings I know have helped me with migraines and other types of headaches. So it's almost 4 minutes to the top of the hour, Ron, if you think we should maybe sign off for tonight.
Okay, so everybody, we will bring in some peace energy, do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So dropping down, so counting from 10, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts in your head, drop into your heart. Here we go. So dropping down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so there we go, everybody. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, BBS Friday, and Friday is our paranormal night, same time, but we're on station 2. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Night-night. Thanks for your questions.